The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues in Simen Hey Sif Beis. V'afilo harav divrei kedusha, even to think about divrei kedusha, Torah tefila, b'makom tzoyo me'reglayim, in a place where there's feces or urine, a kol davar shemasriach, or anything that gives off a bad smell, asur. One may not do so, at shechasoy soy, until it's covered. And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that a covering technically could be even a transparent covering. It's better to use, says the Kaf Chaim, a not transparent covering, or to remove it. But Mi'ikar Hadin, even a transparent covering is satisfactory. As the pasuk says, "V'chisisa etzay secha," one should cover his waist. Oishiyat l'toychemei regaim shapamachas. If there was one time somebody urinated, it should be covered with a revius mayim. And the Kav Chaim says that even on a drop of urine, you need a revius mayim. When that revius mayim of water is poured on it, it should be poured at one time, not at intervals. But if it was poured that way, then it's b'di'evid acceptable. If there's less than a revius of urine, then the halacha will allow you to use less than a revius of water if you don't have enough water. Preferably, you should always have at least a revius mayim. Oshiyat l'toy meich reglaim shepamachs revius mayim. If there was urine of one time, you need a revius of water to pour over it. It doesn't make a difference if the urine was there first and you put the water on top of the urine. Or if the water was there first and then the urine was put into such a vessel, as long as there's a revius mayim, we're okay. If there was urine from two different times, you need a revius for every time of urine. And even if the urine got absorbed into the ground or into a piece of clothing, as long as there's some moisture left, you have to cover it with water. There's a question that many Paiskim discuss, and that is Rechmon Tzlon, if somebody has a catheter, and the catheter, he doesn't have total control of his urinary functions, and the catheter takes the urine out of his body, would he be allowed to daven? Ramosha, the Shas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, says that since it's not being absorbed in his body, it's going straight into that bag, one could be more lenient. If there is any waste on his body, even though it's covered with his clothing, you can't daven or learn. As the pasuk says, we need that the entire body be clean. There are those that have a more lenient approach of a nachal machmer. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha is not only regarding the tzoya that's on his body, but the same thing is on the tzoya on his clothing. It's appropriate that his entire, all of his clothing be covered. If somebody had tzoya on his body or on his clothing and they were covered, so the Purim Gadim says that if he read Krishna that way, he should recite Krishna again. If he davened that way, he doesn't have to say, he doesn't daven again. But if he has even the slightest amount of waste left in his rectum, even though it's covered, there we have to be much stricter. The Shulchan Aruch says that that in the place where it usually comes, the rectum, there it's particularly filthy. If somebody has hemorrhoids, I'm going to from Shavu Chuvus Red Baz, Shakosva Eilat Takana, and besides the Gemara Kosva Eilat Takana, Magen Avraham says that there's nothing we could do for him who taught Sofer. The halacha is if somebody is suffering from hemorrhoids, we of course let him daven. Certainly, the Paiskim say if there is such a, if it's reason to believe that the hemorrhoids are not coming from inside the body, the hemorrhoids are only from the blood that's coming out of the hemorrhoids, we could be more lenient. And the Paiskim are generally more lenient if it doesn't give off, if it doesn't give off a bad smell. If it doesn't give off such a terrible smell, then the Paiskim say that he should, we could be more lenient. But the Mishnah Berurah makes a very strong point. He says, because as we just learned in the Kutzer Shulchan Aruch, how if there's any waste in the rectum, we have to be so careful, how a person should go out of his way to make sure that he's always clean in his entire body, and particularly in that part of the body. Wherever it is a question, if this is a place where there may be waste or urine, he shouldn't say a davish b'kedusha until he checks the place. Furthermore, somebody should not daven in a home if in the floor on top of him, so the Piskei Tshuva says that this halach that we have to check that there's no waste is only in a place where there's reason to believe that there's waste. But if there's a place, you have a room in the home, and there's no reason to believe that in that room in your home there's any waste or urine there, the halach is that you don't have to check for it. What this last halacha means, says the Piskei Tshuvos, is if one is davening, he should be careful to daven in a place where he's not under a bathroom. But the Divrei Malkiel says that halacha is in a shul. A shul should be structured in a way that in the place where they daven in the shul, it's not under a bathroom. But if somebody's davening or learning in his home, and there may be a bathroom over the place in your home where you're learning, Divrei Malkiel says we don't have to be so concerned. Sif hey, tina shachern ba'am yomav, yochayl melechel kazayis min yadagim, a child that other children at his age could eat a kazayis of grain, afir day tafshol, even if it's only edible, only if he could eat it when it's cooked, b'chdei shegodol oichel shir pras, in the time that a adult could eat a kazayis in the shir pras, which is anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. The kosmos sefer migdal oiz lagen marina rav yabitz dainik shnas ben shana. What is the age where we have to be concerned about the tzoy of a cotton? So the yavitz says from when the child is 1 year old. In the same way, we have to be concerned about his urine. The toiv v'yosha, but it is most appropriate, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, laharcha gam tzoy is cotton meches yamim. Even a child as young as 8 days old, we should try to avoid his tzoya, even though certainly he can't eat grain, it's still tzoya. Tzoyas Adam, when we speak about the waste of a human being, even though it does not give a bad odor, the tzoyas chasul of a cat, nemia, a weasel, the tzoyna tanagol adomi, a red chicken, machik imahem, we have to stay away from them. But the tzoy of different animals and birds, mistama enim esrachas, don't really probably give off a bad odor, and ein tzrich lachem mehem. So we don't have to stay away from them. Aval im esrachas, if they are giving off this bad odor, and similarly became nevela esrachas, where you have a corpse of an animal that's giving off this type of an odor. The kol davar masrich
machmas ipush, anything that gives off an odor because it's spoiled. V'chein lul shatana goylem, a chicken coop, machik mehem, we should distance ourselves from davening and learning next to them. V'chein machik mehem sruchim, one should distance himself from spoiled water, or may mishra, or water, shesharim behem pisht in the kavis, water that linen or canvas are soaked in, stamma mesrichim, usually give off a bad odor, mesrichim lahach behem, and then one should distance themselves from them, commandments are just like from a tzayim. The Paiskim discuss, the Mishnah Berurah says, if something has a bad odor, but it's a bad odor that people are used to that odor, so then he says we could be lenient. However, if you are an individual that you're an istinus, and even though other people maybe are not bothered by that type of a odor, your individual that is bothered by that type of an odor, then the halacha is then you have to be careful not to daven or learn next to that. The Chai Adam in general takes the approach that there's a difference between something that just has a bad odor versus something which has a bad odor because it's spoiled or it's tsoya. Something that's spoiled or has a bad odor because it's spoiled, that's considered tsoya. But something that just has a bad odor because that's the way it smells, the Chai Adam says we can be more lenient. Sif Zayin, tsoya vesha, dry tsoya. Koshi nefreches, if it's to the, kol kachshi nefreches, it's to the degree it crumbles, aide glila, by rolling it, harei kofrit has the status of earth. Again, we have to be careful that it doesn't give off a bad odor. Avlam nikrusha machem sakar, if it froze because of the cold, kivin shiyachal lachs l'kadmusa b'zman ha'chaim, when it will get hot, warm again, it'll thaw out. So then adayin shem tzoya leh. It's still in the category of tzoya. But tzoya shneskasa b'shelig, if you have tzoya that was covered by snow, choshev kisui, that's considered a proper covering that you could daven and learn next to it. Says the Sifches, at kama machikim, how much must we distance ourselves from the tzoya? Haya tzoya macharav, if the tzoya is behind you, tzorach lahakam makam shkol areich dar amas. You have to go 4 amas from where the smell stops, from where the odor is. Vafilum eino mariach. Let's say he's a person that doesn't have the ability to smell. We don't look at you individually. We have to look at most people, how they are. And if most people would be bothered by this smell, tzorach l'hakashir zeh ki lo yamireich, we treat it as if you would be able to smell. V'matzoya ena masrachas, but if we have tzoya that doesn't give a bad smell, then 4 amas distancing is adequate. Vim tsoya milfonov, but if the tsoya is in front of you, tsorch lahach kmoy enov, you have to distance yourself that you shouldn't see the tsoya. Vafila belailo, and even if it's night, so you can't see it, osuma or some rechmonson is blind, tsorch lahach kashir, you have to distance yourself the amount of distance, show you yochel roisa beyoim, that you would be able to see it by day. Vim himen at stodim, if the tsoya, so the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we spoke about if the tzoya is in front of you. We spoke about if the tzoya is behind you. What is if the tzoya is to your side? Yash lahachmer, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we should treat it kilo hois b'fanav as if it's in front of you. V'yatis atzmai, and what you should turn yourself that it should be kidei shidei la'achrav, that it should be behind you. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, says that just turning your face and not turning your entire body, is inadequate. When he says yatas atzmai, that you want to turn yourself, that it should be lachayruv, it means you have to turn yourself to the degree that it's completely behind you entirely.